across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
Head of Digital Transformation with Action Ireland, Simon Kennedy is joining me on the phone to discuss why 90% of Irish businesses are behind on their digital transformation journey. Hello, Simon. Nice to get you.
Hi there. I don't know why you couldn't get me, but we're here now anyway.
Good. Yes. We're here now. Yeah, I don't know what was happening. It just kept going straight to voicemail. You could have been trying to call me while I was calling you or whatever. There was a problem. But we're on now. So tell us about this this digital transformation journey. Could you tell us a bit about that, that these 90% of Irish people businesses aren't up to scratch with?
Sure. So I'm working with a company called Action Point, which is based in Limerick. And at Action Point, we developed a digital maturity self-assessment, which people can do on our website. And about 250 companies have filled this out so far. And that gives each of them a view of where their company or their organization is at in terms of digital maturity. So we put this report together based on those responses that they gave us over the last few months. And really, it's quite interesting to see where people think that they're at in terms of digital maturity. So post-COVID, I think a lot of people have realized that, you know, we really need the digital world in order to be able to operate as companies successfully. And rather than continuing on being reactive, as they had to do during COVID, to move online and away from their offices and working from home, etc., people are now thinking, well, what does this mean going into our future? How can we compete into the future?
So this digital journey or this digital transformation, is this to do with, you know, the way people have had to work online and from home and these hubs being set up? And is this what you're talking about with this digital journey?
Well, that's part of it. But really, it's more about how companies can use technology to work better, to serve their customers better, to be more efficient and effective, and really to be more successful organizations. And it's clear that large organizations have been on this journey for quite some time. And it's kind of filtering down to medium-sized and smaller organizations now. And that has been accelerated because of the pandemic. So, for example, a lot of government bodies or companies would have expected people to come in and work at their office every day. But now that's not necessarily the case. And people have a lot more freedom now as to where they're working from because they're just as productive at home, potentially. But there's a challenge in all that. And there's a challenge to how employees expect their workplaces to be. So if they're going back into the office, you know, they're used to working in a flexible way and online a bit more. And so if companies want to keep their employees going forward into the future, then they need to make sure that the employee experience is good and that, you know, employees feel like they're working for a progressive digital company.
But in the through COVID, people have seen that they can work productively from home. I mean, not just the workers, but also the business owners. So a lot of businesses are going to downsize in the space that they're going to be using. So it will be just these hubs that they go into. So most of their, I don't know how to put this. Most people would like to be able to go into an office of some description. They feel that, yes, they loved the working from home part of things, but they miss the interaction with people. And they would like to be able to go home in and be able to have those coffees and those chats and that physical interaction rather than it being completely digital and online experience, because that can be very isolating. But we've also seen that people can live wherever they want through this. You know, people are able to buy homes down the country, you know, and not have this long commute because they can work from home. But do we have the proper internet and infrastructure in place for these companies to get their digital strategy, you know, and all their ducks in a row? You know, is that actually viable in the infrastructure that's available? Because lots of people have been telling me, especially if they're down in West Cork or something trying to get a line or something, that it's not great. You know, the internet connections aren't great. So
They're getting better. You know, part of the national broadband plan is to roll out high-speed internet across the country. And, you know, obviously that's to be welcomed, because for all companies and for all people, working from anywhere is only possible if you have connectivity. And, you know, so the government needs to ensure that the national broadband plan is delivered as soon as possible. And, you know, they mentioned that within their Digital Ireland framework, which was relatively recently published, and, you know, it's to be welcomed by people all over the country. And it's great to have flexibility of having, you know, of being able to work from wherever you want to work, and also to be able to go into the office when it's the right thing to do, and when, you know, when people want to do that for the softer side of culture and business and being together more often. You know, these hubs that are popping up around the country, as you say, they're great. You know, it means that you can work from anywhere. You don't have to necessarily work from home, but you have a short commute then to work from a digital hub, which is fantastic. But you need, companies and organisations need to have the right infrastructure in place at the communications and collaboration level, so that their employees and their people working with them can communicate and collaborate on work together efficiently and effectively.
So then why do you think that 90% of Irish businesses are behind on their digital transformation? What's keeping them behind? What's stopping them?
Strategy. So they need to think of this strategically rather than a thing to be solved, you know, the next thing that crops up to be solved. They need to think strategically, how can they adapt their way of doing business to be sustainable into the future? And a lot of companies have been reacting to the changes that the pandemic brought upon us, but they didn't really look at it in a strategic way. Where will their businesses or their organizations be in 5 years? How will they be able to thrive in 5 years' time? A lot of businesses really need to think very seriously about their digital strategy, because it has to be part embedded in their company strategy. So I think that there are a lot of businesses who are behind because they've been reacting, they've been firefighting, they've been doing the things they've had to do over the last couple of years to survive. And now they really need to think about how they're going to thrive into the future. And they need to think about that strategically. It's not just a problem for IT to solve or for the people in charge of software or IT. It's really a whole business question to be answered. So people who are from the CEO to the head of marketing and operations and finance, they all need to be thinking about how can the digital infrastructure and tools that are available now be used to ensure that their organizations can thrive into the future. And that's where people have been behind. Also, what skills do their employees within their organization? Do they have the right skill sets? Do they have the right training? Are they hiring the right people for the roles as they change in the digital world? A lot of things that people are being hired to do or have been hired to do in the past, their roles are changing. They're becoming more interesting, more valuable, because the more repetitive tasks can be automated now with technology. So their training and their capability also needs to move up the value chain and contribute more. So companies need to think about their digital skills matrix within their organizations and consider that again strategically as to where they want to go and what training they need to put in place for the people they have to move forwards.
Yes. And then in saying that, then employees have to be willing to change and want to learn. You know, it's like the old dog and new tricks and all of that, because they, you know, that you'd fear that your job could be on the line if you don't upskill and have these digital skills?
I would agree that people need to consider the way the world is moving. There are things that are coming at us which none of us can control as individuals, but we kind of have to cope with. I mean, how many people now, you know, are not using smartphones anymore in our society these days? People across all ages are now using smartphones successfully. You know, obviously the teenagers and kids at school are using smartphones. They're digital natives. They've been using smartphones and tablets probably from an early age. But, you know, if you look at people doing online shopping, if they're doing online banking, you know, again, because of the pandemic, people were forced to use digital tools that they wouldn't necessarily have been so comfortable using before. It's part of progression. And, you know, the pandemic has accelerated our use of technology as a society. And
yes,
it's only inevitable that that's going to move into workplaces.
Well, this is true. I mean, we've seen how grandmothers and grandfathers, you know, of an older generation, not just these young grannies, you know, that are around today, the older generation, in order to keep in touch through COVID with their grandchildren or great-grandchildren, they have been taught by family members how to Zoom, do these Zoom calls and get on board. And they've become quite computer savvy or that sort of, you know, IT savvy. And it's great to see, you know, really is.
It is. It is. So when you say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, it really depends on what the incentive is.
And yes, depends on the dog.
Well, it depends on the incentive. You know, if it was a matter of not being able to see their grandchildren or their great-grandchildren,
yes,
being able to see, they'll choose the device if they can, you know, at all.
So yes,
it is a matter of incentive, and the incentive for us all is that, you know, we need to keep evolving, we need to keep productive, we need to keep competitive moving forward. So people who are in workplaces, the workplaces are changing, and so we as individuals need to make sure that we're acknowledging that and willing to try and keep up with it and change with it.
Yes, definitely. And I mean, more and more there are even these courses, social influencer courses and all these multimedia marketing courses that are helping people to expand their businesses, you know, and this, all companies need to take this on board, because it's become so much in you can just pick up your phone and, you know, people are, you know, throwing things at you. It's there all the time, advertising coming at you from all different angles, from different apps, and unless the companies get on board with this, they are going to be left behind, you know, and not be able to sell their products or their services.
Yeah, you really just need to consider it in the context of your own personal life. You know, how much has changed in the last couple of years for you, and mm-hmm. how much of that change has been facilitated by technology. At least we weren't all locked in our houses with no way of communicating with anybody, you know, or no
yes.
way of getting the online shopping delivered when you unfortunately had COVID and you were isolating in your home. You know, it has enabled things to take place that would not have been possible. And thank goodness the National Broadband Plan actually had already started to be rolled out, and FIRO had already started rolling out fibre and air as well. You know,
yes.
the connectivity has been improving. Now, it's not everywhere yet, and the sooner it gets everywhere, the better, but it is improving.
Yes, thank goodness. Well, hopefully things will improve a bit better for all concerned, and all these businesses start upping the thing. The government's national digital strategy, what sort of timeline is that?
Well, they're looking at timelines up to 2030. You know, they're making predictions, like they want business to be using data intelligence tools by 2030, but according to our index, only 27% of them are using them at the moment. So, you know, they're looking into this decade and what needs to happen in this decade. And I think there's a lot of scope for change and improvement.
Yes.
And, like sustainability, the question of sustainability, you know, a lot needs to happen this decade too. So there's a lot of change coming, there's no doubt.
Well, it's needed. If 27%, that's a very small amount when you consider, you know, where we're at.
Yeah, the tools have been around for a while. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just surprising that more organisations aren't really using them that much.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hopefully things will improve, and hopefully we'll be talking to you sometime soon and you'll have better figures for us at that stage.
Well, look, the great thing is there's lots of room for improvement. So people just have to start on the journey. The best thing to do is to put the foot on the road and start walking along it. Find out more about it. Do the digital maturity self-assessment on our website at actionpoint.ie. It's free. It only takes a few minutes and you get a report back that will tell you where you are, and then you can decide where you want to go from there. So it's an easy way to start.
Brilliant. So they go to actionpoint.ie and they can do a little questionnaire there and see where they're at. They probably already know. If they have no internet and they can't get online, that's not a good start.
Exactly. There's no point in sending us a letter because we won't be able to help you.
Well, hopefully people get on board there and start upping their game, as we say. So thanks so much. It was great to talk to you, Simon. And take care. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
Nice to speak to you. Thank you
very
much.
Nice to speak to you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Across Northeast Dublin. 90.3. This is Near FM.